Welcome to this executive summary of the Digital Transformation course. I'm James, and I'll be taking you through this audio. I'll be joined by Susan, who will explain each topic. Digital transformation is a technology-enabled business change focused on value-adding business objectives. It requires good governance, business sponsorship and leadership, and careful planning and monitoring of the implementation of all the capabilities needed to be successful. In this audio, we have also captured some examples of organizations who have been particularly successful with digital transformations. These examples have been used: Nike, GE, General Electric, Schneider Electric, and Walmart. These and other organizations have applied governance and good management practices in addition to specific digital approaches to significantly improve their business and may inspire you to do the same. All our courses are structured in a simple way, which is basically doing it right, presented in business language and organized into four stages in a continual life cycle: doing the right things, doing them the right way, getting them done well, and getting the benefits. Each topic is presented in a cookbook style, here's how, like a recipe, this is what you need, like the ingredients, and this is how it can go wrong, like the cook's tips. The first stage is doing the right things by defining the business strategy, the desired business changes, and a benefit plan. So Susan, how best to define a business strategy?
Here's how. First, answer the question, why are we doing it? Seize the opportunity of executive interest in technology to build shared purpose with technology providers, increase the business understanding of digital to be more tech-savvy, and be confident to contribute. Then define a clear linkage between business opportunities and digital possibilities and solutions. This is what you'll need to put the business strategy into action. A focus on governance, as this is important for strategic planning and to ensure clear decision-making. A single converged strategy planning team able to guide and lead the planning process, leadership that provides strategic thinking, and communications that are clear, concise, and effective in creating a buy-in and support from everyone affected. But this is what can go wrong. Digital solutions driving strategy with limited discussion of the business need. A digital strategy that is separate from the business strategy. Important technology providers treated as suppliers, not strategic partners. Technology providers focused on selling solutions not involved in the customer's business needs and objectives. Board and executives delegating too much to the CIO. Business are too nervous, not savvy enough, or not encouraged to get involved. Nike has redefined its business strategy through digital transformation by focusing on three core areas: direct-to-consumer sales, data-driven decision-making, and enhanced customer experiences. Nike's leadership recognized the importance of digital transformation early on and made it a core focus of the company's strategy. The company fostered a culture of innovation, encouraging teams to experiment with new ideas and technologies. Nike's approach to digital transformation is iterative, with a focus on continuous learning and adaptation. The company regularly reviews its digital initiatives, gathers feedback, and makes adjustments to stay ahead of industry trends and consumer expectations. Nike tailored its digital strategy to cater to different markets, ensuring that its digital platforms, products, and marketing campaigns resonate with local consumers. This global yet localized approach helped Nike expand its reach while maintaining relevance in diverse regions.
Susan, how best to define the desired business changes?
Here's how. First, answer the question, what will be the new way of doing business? Focus on business processes that have an impact on achieving the strategic goals. Treat key service providers as business partners. Then, facilitate exploration of possible product solutions and development approaches. This is what you'll need to put desired business changes into action. A passionate and dedicated business sponsor, executive support and business involvement, and shared ownership and commitment of all internal and external stakeholders. But this is what can go wrong. Initiatives based on misinformed or badly managed strategies, initiatives that are not business value driven, and an absence of passionate leaders with clear vision of the purpose and goal. Nike approached its digital transformation with a comprehensive business-driven strategy that centered on redefining how it interacts with customers, leveraging data for decision-making, and integrating technology across its operations. Nike made several business changes as a result. It made a significant pivot towards a direct-to-consumer model, reducing its reliance on third-party retailers. By enhancing its own e-commerce platforms and physical stores, Nike gained greater control over the customer experience and data collection, which allowed for more personalized marketing and product offerings. The company introduced and expanded its Nike Plus membership program, which offers personalized experiences, exclusive products, and tailored content. This initiative not only fosters customer loyalty, but also allows Nike to gather valuable insights on consumer preferences.
Susan, how best to develop the last item in doing the right thing, a benefit plan?
Here's how. First, define how value will be created. Define how value will be measured and monitored. Then create a benefit plan to define the promised benefits and explain how they will be measured. This is what you'll need to put a benefit plan into action. A committed business sponsor to support and drive monitoring and corrective actions. A mature culture that accepts ownership for delivering results. A benefit plan template with clear instructions, including benefit by time frame, reporting schedule, how measured, responsible stakeholder, and points of action if benefit not realized. And an independent monitoring team positioned within the strategy function, usually referred to as the result or value management office. But this is what can go wrong. Business not identifying real business benefits, metrics that are difficult to measure. Once a business case and benefit plan are approved, they are filed and forgotten, or the benefit plan given lip service, or just done to get a tick in the box. Nike ensured that value objectives were clearly defined and aligned with its digital transformation strategy through a multifaceted approach that focused on measurable outcomes, customer-centric goals, and strategic alignment across the organization. Nike identified specific strategic objectives that were tied to its overall business goals, such as increasing direct-to-consumer sales, improving customer engagement, enhancing operational efficiency, and fostering innovation. These objectives were designed to drive both short-term gains and long-term value creation. Nike ensured that value objectives were embedded across different functions within the organization, from marketing and product development to supply chain and IT. This cross-functional alignment ensured that all departments worked towards common value goals, leveraging digital tools and data to achieve them.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the second stage, doing them the right way. By creating capability roadmaps, a business transition plan, and transition agility. Susan, explain how to develop capability roadmaps.
Here's how. First, answer the question how it will be done. Then, define the capability roadmap as a series of intermediate and interdependent value-creating initiatives and link capabilities to objectives. How new capabilities facilitate achievement of goals. This is what you'll need to put capability roadmaps into action. Support from enterprise architecture to model and guide the most effective and efficient as-is and to-be capabilities, input from all the functions representing the required capabilities, business, IT, marketing, finance, third parties, etc., strategic partnering and collaborative relationships, and stakeholder buy-in based on easy-to-understand communications explaining the risks and opportunities. But this is what can go wrong. A disconnect between digital solutions, business capabilities, and desired business outcomes. Digital change focused on technology solutions, not all the required business capabilities, integration challenges, no up-to-date description of current capabilities, unwillingness by process owners to help develop the new business process and organizational changes, and digital solutions developed to fit old business practices. Schneider Electric developed a capability roadmap as part of its digital strategy by aligning its business objectives with the necessary digital capabilities, focusing on innovation, customer needs, and sustainability. To achieve these objectives, Schneider identified key capabilities needed across the organization, such as IoT integration, data analytics, AI, and cybersecurity. These capabilities were mapped to specific business goals, ensuring that the digital strategy was directly aligned with overall corporate objectives. Schneider Electric placed a strong emphasis on understanding the evolving needs of its customers. This involved gathering insights through customer feedback, market research, and data analytics. The capability roadmap was designed to enhance customer experiences by developing solutions that were more personalized, efficient, and sustainable.
Susan, thank you. Now, how best to define a business transition plan?
Here's how. First, plan the transition in relation to desired benefits and outcomes. Manage the changes and challenges, paying attention to people, process, and technology, and the impact on the current business organization. This is what you'll need to put the transition plan into action. A culture that encourages both effective planning and ownership. A steering committee with key stakeholders engaged to approve, oversee, and direct the plan. Support from an independent strategic level value monitoring team, as well as project management, and the capability and outcome roadmap as input to the transition plan. But this is what can go wrong. Projects that focus on the technology capabilities, but not all of the business capabilities, plans based only on the delivery lifecycle, not the full economic lifecycle beyond implementation. Schneider Electric started by establishing a clear vision for its digital transformation, aiming to become a leader in energy management and automation through digital innovation. This vision was communicated across the organization to ensure alignment at all levels. The business transition plan was aligned with Schneider's strategic goals, such as improving operational efficiency, enhancing customer experience, driving sustainability, and enabling new business models through digital technologies. Schneider Electric developed a comprehensive change management framework to support its digital transformation. This framework included clear communication plans, training programs, and support systems to help employees adapt to new digital tools and processes. Senior leadership played a crucial role in driving the transition, acting as champions for digital transformation. Leaders were responsible for setting the tone, providing resources, and ensuring that the transition plan was implemented smoothly. Recognizing the importance of workforce readiness, Schneider Electric invested in training and development programs to upskill employees in digital competencies. This ensured that the workforce was equipped to leverage new technologies and contribute to the transformation process.
Thanks, Susan. Please explain the last topic in doing it the right way, transition agility.
Here's how. First, recognize that the plan is bound to change. Frequently reassess and reprioritize the plan based on changing business drivers, external factors, risks and opportunities. Ensure decision-making is based on real and understandable data, and stakeholders must be engaged, kept informed, and insights gathered, so that informed decisions can be rapidly taken based on a collective agreement. This is what you'll need to put transition agility into action. High-performing cross-functional teams, a strong leadership team fully committed to steering the transition in whichever direction to achieve objectives, a culture that promotes psychological safety and freedom to challenge plans, and an agile mindset and a willingness to adapt. But this is what can go wrong. Rigid contracts and relationships with providers and vendors. An over-focus on just agile methods, processes, and tools as being the answer rather than agility by leadership and teams. Poor communication and understanding of the evolving plan and how it is to be executed. Silos and lack of business engagement, creating decision blocks and frustration. Nike adopted an agile approach to its digital transformation, allowing the company to continuously iterate and refine its strategies based on real-time feedback and performance data. This iterative process ensured that value objectives remained relevant and responsive to changing market conditions and consumer needs. Nike implemented a test-and-learn approach, where new digital initiatives were piloted, evaluated, and scaled based on their success in delivering value. This approach minimized risk while maximizing the potential for value creation. and Schneider Electric adopted an agile approach to developing its capability roadmap. This meant prioritizing projects that could deliver quick wins and iterating on solutions based on feedback and performance data. This agile methodology ensured that the roadmap remained flexible and responsive to changes in technology and market conditions.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the third stage, getting them done well, addressing people, investment return, and lessons learned. Susan, how best to ensure effective use of people?
Here's how. Create and maintain a team environment based on collaboration and partnering between all functions and providers. Include fun activities and celebrations. Make sure there is a balance between teamwork, other business priorities, and personal life. Define human performance measures that encourage and recognize personal contribution to the success of the whole team. This is what you'll need to make people effective. A culture of passion for change, a positive focus on driving business benefits, a mature attitude to failure, and a safe environment for suggestions and changes. Leadership that supports speed of change, providing support and guidance when things go wrong, while recognizing success when things go well. And relationships that foster collaboration. My success is based on your success. But this is what can go wrong. Silos will inhibit teamwork, communication gaps, and misunderstandings. A culture of blame, not encouraging failure. And there may be even toxic or unproductive work situations caused by lack of trust, poor communications, and personal conflicts. Leaders at GE were actively involved in the digital transformation, acting as champions for digital initiatives. They provided direction, resources, and support to ensure that the transformation was prioritized across the company. GE supported its people and optimized their performance as part of its digital transformation by focusing on several key areas, including leadership engagement, talent development, cultural change, and the integration of digital tools and processes. GE recognized that digital transformation required a shift in corporate culture. The company encouraged a culture of innovation, agility, and continuous learning, where employees were empowered to experiment with new ideas and technologies. To optimize performance, GE worked to break down traditional organizational silos and foster greater collaboration across departments. This was essential for integrating digital initiatives across the company and ensuring that different teams could work together effectively.
Susan, how best to ensure investment return?
Here's how. Capture and report metrics to an investment committee. Use the benefit plan as the basis for monitoring ROI metrics and planning potential action points. Apply a standard business case process as the approval mechanism for release of resources. Have regular investment committee meetings to provide oversight and decision-making. This is what you'll need to put investment return into action. A culture that promotes transparency and truth regarding performance, up-to-date and accurate financial and other relevant performance data, support from an independent and effective value management office, and engaged and committed key stakeholders. But this is what can go wrong. Who shouts loudest gets priority. Difficulty with prioritizing and allocating resources. Investments not properly justified. Costs underestimated. Promised costs and benefits not supported with truthful estimates. No budget allowed for and set aside for unforeseen needs. Additional funding provided despite no proven returns. Business case not maintained or reassessed or monitored. GE's leadership prioritized open communication as a key part of the digital transformation. Leaders at GE encouraged transparency about the challenges, risks, and progress of digital initiatives, ensuring that all stakeholders had a clear and accurate understanding of the transformation process. GE used data analytics to identify areas where digital transformation could deliver the greatest ROI. By analyzing operational data, customer insights, and market trends, GE was able to pinpoint opportunities for digital innovation that would yield substantial returns. GE established clear KPIs to measure the success of its digital transformation initiatives. These KPIs were tied to specific business outcomes, such as cost reduction, revenue growth, customer retention, and productivity improvements. GE conducted regular reviews of its digital initiatives to assess their performance against established KPIs. This allowed the company to track progress, identify areas where ROI was being realized, and make adjustments to underperforming projects.
And Susan, how best to ensure lessons are learned?
Here's how. Identify current performance issues as a baseline for improvement. Encourage self and team assessments to maintain a culture of performance improvement. Anticipate corrective actions and justify any significant improvements with a business case and benefit plan to ensure speedy approval. This is what you'll need to put improvement into action. Use of insights and knowledge gained from the digital experience to invest in preventive actions and a culture that drives improvements, accepts mistakes, and where people feel safe to make recommendations. But this is what can go wrong. Processes and controls too cumbersome, costly, or unworkable, or followed blind. Executives not taking due care, leaving managers caught in the middle, and teams firefighting. Business executives unwilling to trust or support the IT function when issues arise. GE conducted detailed post-mortem reviews after the completion of digital transformation projects. These reviews involved all key stakeholders and focused on identifying what worked well, what didn't, and why. The findings were documented in formal reports that were accessible across the organization. GE created centralized repositories or databases where lessons learned from various digital initiatives were stored. This allowed teams across the company to access insights from previous projects and apply them to future initiatives. GE embedded a culture of continuous learning into its digital transformation efforts. Employees were encouraged to view challenges and setbacks as opportunities to learn and improve, rather than as failures. GE adopted an adaptive planning approach, where digital transformation plans were regularly updated based on lessons learned. This ensured that the company remained flexible and could quickly incorporate new insights into ongoing and future projects.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the last stage that is often overlooked, getting the benefits, and consider ownership of results, measurement of benefits, and benefit realization. Susan, please explain the first topic, ownership of results.
Here's how. First, involve all the key people affected by the change. Ensure shared responsibility for shared risk and rewards, and have leadership support corrective actions, and recognize success. This is what you'll need to put ownership of results into action. A culture that promotes collaboration, teamwork, no silos, and flexible roles, a passionate, dedicated sponsor who drives value realization, business functions and providers working together as partners, and clear accountability for decision-making and engagement of key stakeholders. But this is what can go wrong. Technology providers too eager to say yes. Business executives and process owners who don't have the time or fear getting involved. Walmart established governance structures to oversee digital transformation efforts. These structures included steering committees and oversight boards that ensured accountability at the highest levels. Walmart conducted regular audits and assessments of its digital initiatives to ensure that they were on track to meet their objectives. These evaluations helped reinforce accountability by identifying areas where ownership needed to be strengthened. Walmart emphasized accountability as a core value within its organizational culture. Leaders at all levels promoted a culture where taking ownership of outcomes was expected and rewarded.
Susan, please explain how to measure benefits.
Here's how. Provide transparent and timely reporting of benefit plan status. Continually maintain the business case and benefit plan for scope or any other changes. This is what you'll need to put measurement of benefits into action. A culture of shared commitment to success, oversight and ownership of the assurance plan by an executive level committee. A passionate, dedicated sponsor who insists on engagement of all relevant stakeholders, clear and understandable reporting, avoiding jargon and using business language. But this is what can go wrong. Badly prepared or poorly attended review meetings, stakeholders who have no time, an over-focus on technology, not business, and providers not acting as if they are part of the business. Walmart established KPIs for its digital transformation efforts. These KPIs were tracked rigorously, and the results were tied to individual and team performance. By linking KPIs to specific outcomes, Walmart ensured that teams were focused on delivering measurable results. Walmart used real-time data and digital dashboards to track the progress of its digital initiatives. These tools provided transparency and allowed teams to monitor their performance continuously, reinforcing ownership of results. Walmart cultivated long-term relationships with key technology partners like Microsoft, Google Cloud, and others. These partnerships were designed not just as vendor-client relationships, but as strategic alliances where both parties work towards shared goals. Walmart worked closely with its business and technology partners to define clear objectives for each digital initiative. By ensuring that partners understood Walmart's strategic goals, the company aligned everyone's efforts towards delivering measurable benefits.
Susan, explain how to obtain benefit realization.
Here's how. First, allocate resources needed by business units to operate in the new way and carefully pre-plan all the activities needed to launch and operate in the new environment. Allocate support resources to respond to issues and enhance delivery of value, and ensure an investment committee makes prompt decisions with regard to redirection, prioritization, and allocation of resources. This is what you'll need to put benefit realization into action. Commitment from all service functions for actions needed to help meet benefit targets. Commitment of business executives and process owners for sustaining new business operations. A culture of shared passion to achieve business goals, and recognition for contributions, and clear and positive communications. But this is what can go wrong. Disappointing results may cause reduced morale. Expectations may not be met, and issues discovered far too late, and projects considered complete when the solution has been delivered rather than when benefits have been realized. Walmart implemented real-time data tracking systems to monitor the performance of its digital initiatives. By using advanced analytics and dashboards, Walmart could assess how well the new systems were performing and identify areas for improvement. Before implementing digital initiatives, Walmart clearly defined the operational objectives that each transformation project was meant to achieve. This alignment ensured that digital tools directly contributed to operational efficiency, cost reduction, or other key performance indicators. Walmart established a robust governance framework to oversee the implementation and ongoing performance of digital initiatives. This included regular review meetings, performance tracking, and accountability mechanisms to ensure that operational value was realized.
Thanks, Susan. That is the end of the executive summary. Download the summary PDF, presented as an executive checklist, and use it to see how well your organization is applying digital security in practice. It will also highlight the areas that have been overlooked and need attention. Remember, there is no one size fits all, as every organization is different. Applying this guidance is an art as well as a science. You will need to consider the culture, leadership style, and working environment, as well as current capabilities and level of maturity. Stay connected with us and let us know how you are progressing. Suggestions to improve are always welcome too. If coaching is needed, we can help. Contact us at info@execed.online.